From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for Zydeco et Passale comes from Pelerin Life Insurance Company. Pelerin Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
Dirty Rice on the air every Saturday evening from 8:30 to 10 p.m. Join either Mr. Lee Klein, Peter, or myself, Bill Bolins, for a program of great Louisiana music. That's Dirty Rice, Saturday nights, 8:30 to 10, with a rebroadcast at noon on Wednesday, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM and on the internet at krvs.org.
That bat.
Don't hit
the... That's what happens all the time. Okay, we were talking about condolences earlier and sending out condolences, but Pat Cravens and Clayton Arsenault and their mother, they've lost their mother also this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Arsenault, I think she was up in the mid-90s or something like that.
Okay.
She lived a wonderful life, the way I understand, and she was in a nursing home. And, of course, she enjoyed in the nursing home. Mm-hmm. But she passed away. Of course, we want to make sure we send condolences out to Pat and Clayton.
And Clayton, we want to wish him well.
That's right.
I know he's a little under the weather, and we certainly want to lift him up a little bit this morning.
Okay, and then, of course, now things that are going on this weekend, the 24th annual Le Beau Zydeco Festival is taking place today in Le Beau Church Ground, and that's July the 5th. Gino Della Foster kicks off at 12 noon to 2 p.m., and then Step Rito, he kicks off. He comes on at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Chris Ardoin, 4 to 6. Lil Nate, 6 to 8. Brian Jack close out the show from 8 to 10. And, of course, they ask for all of you, of course, to go out there and help support this worthy cause every year.
Mm-hmm. Bring your chairs.
That's right. Bring your lawn chairs.
Bring your own chairs.
And, please, no barbecue pits, no refund, no glass containers, no ATV riding around, and no glass or ice chests. They have everything that you would need right there on the grounds. So this is a fundraiser for the church. So please keep that in mind. And it's all supported by the St. Landry St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission. That's what helps support this. Also, Keith Frank is going to be over at Slim's for a CD release party tonight. And he's inviting all of his friends to go by there and make sure that you support him on doing so. And also, I want to say hello to my cousins who are visiting from Atlanta, Georgia, Peggy and her husband. They're here visiting Joyce, my cousin over there, as the sister of Joyce, and Pickle and Shun. Now they're all visiting here, and they come down here just to fill up a little bit because over there in Atlanta, they don't eat very much. So Joyce makes sure she cooks for them
and a good meal. Oh, yeah, it's a long weekend, too.
They
started yesterday, so they should be in good shape.
Yep. And all of the folks actually are visiting. I know that my nephews are in town as well, too, Artie and Coy. And my niece, Catrice, and Chardell.
Chardell, John. I know her. I even know your niece's name. Her name is Chardell. Come on, let me help you. I'm here to help you.
And Chardell. And let's see, who else is in town? There's someone else.
John, who else is in town?
Well, John is in town, my son, John Jr.
You forgot about John. He's looking at him.
He's in town, so he's visiting with us for the weekend. He'd come and get his fill as well.
Okay, that's good.
His mother is preparing a meal right now as we speak. And she's at home during that to make sure that she takes care of her son.
All right.
And trying to put some meat on his bones. That's what it is.
Well, we're going to play something for the Bow Down Club. And I got a little education for them today.
What's that?
There's two things of being in the Bow Down Club.
Mm-hmm.
You can be right. And Alfred told me this yesterday. This is really good for us.
Yeah.
You can be right or you can be happy. Which one you want to be?
Hmm.
When the situation come up, you want to be right or you want to be happy?
Which one do you want to be?
Which one you want to be? You want to be right or you want to be happy? Which makes sense.
Does the right make you happy or is the happy?
They don't come together.
Well, that's what I assume that it
They don't come together. You can be right. So, I mean, you're going to be happy. Or would you rather be happy than be right? It depends on that situation.
I don't know.
Club. That's something to think about now.
I don't know. I tell you what.
Be right or you want to be happy?
What one you would rather be?
It depends on the situation.
No, wait a minute. No. Let's say the situation is this.
Well, of course you would rather be happy than to be right.
Yeah. But.
What?
You
99% of the time,
you'd want to be right.
Huh?
You'd want to be right sometimes.
Oh, yeah, sometimes. I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. You want to be right. And you got to think about that. When things are happening, you want to be right. Or you want to be happy. Mm. So think about that.
That's
my Bow Down Club. Think about that, fellas.
That's a little tough one to go through.
Think about it. Say what you want. And you know what? Do you know you really make that decision all the time?
Right.
So you know, if I say this, it might not go well.
But you know,
you could be right.
But.
You could be unhappy. You could be right.
But saying that, I don't know. Happiness is one of the great part of life.
Happiness is them being right.
But
go ahead.
Right should be always a convincing mode that you are right.
But if you're right. You know if you're right.
Yeah, you know
you're
right.
You know if you're right.
But you may not be happy.
But you're not. Oh. Sometimes you just got to just let it slide.
Let me see what that my friend Leroy Marceau would
Marceau
say.
Got to, I'm telling you.
482-6991 is the number. 482-6991 is the number here. And, of course, you know that you're listening to Zydeco Sans Pas with JB and MC every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do this right here.
Why?
Diana, Victorian, want to wish you a happy birthday in Metro Swallow today. It should be a great day for you. It's not your birthday, Curly Jr. I know you wanted me to say your name, and I did, and I'm glad I did. Andrew, bon matin, ce matin. Alfred, good morning to you. My family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Mel, and Marley this morning. Good morning. I know you're probably wondering who that is. The Sam Brothers Five. Sam Getting Down. JT, good morning to you up in Big Mamu this morning. S.A.M. Sam getting this morning, Sam Brothers Five.
Is it Sam Brothers Five?
That's them. And
Sam Brothers Five.
We want to wish Chief Perry Gallo.
Oh, what, did he have a birthday?
Birthday today.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that? Yeah,
July baby.
You know,
yeah,
so
what,
I want to
wish. What do
they
say about July babies anyway?
They're just hot.
They're just hot?
That's it. That comes from his brother, Gallon. And from his other brother, Brian, and Spencer, and let's see.
Brian,
his dad, and Georgia, his mother. Want to all wish him a happy birthday, Chief Perry Gallo. I know you probably got a big cake going on over there in Opelousas, so have yourself a fine time. Enjoy your birthday and do it up.
Yeah, well, I hope he doesn't get a call. That's the only thing.
He's the chief. He don't have to go.
Well,
he just have to answer the phone.
Knowing Chief Gallo, he wants to be there.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, you got to give it on a serious side. He is committed to his job.
Of course.
And he wants to correct the wrong that's going on in Opelousas, in the area, in the city of Opelousas. I just wish some of them. But anyway, again, I just want to say thank you, Joyce, for baking that cake for me, which I didn't taste yet. But I'm sure you will have a piece that you saved for me. Just don't give it to Peggy and Harold, because Harold's going to eat all that cake. So, and then Pickle's coming around with his cup of coffee, and he's telling me, you can't wait on John, because he may not come. But I want you, Joyce, to keep that cake.
Oh, Lord.
I want that little slither of cake for me. That's what I want.
A slither.
Slither of cake.
What's
and mosso de gato. And timoso de gato. Man, slither is a timoso. And timoso de gato.
A slither.
Yep.
Slither.
Good morning to my brother Earl.
Yeah. Big Earl.
Yeah.
And you think he's listening?
I'm sure he's listening.
Oh, well, good morning, Earl, to you.
And Mac Hope.
Doing well, I hope.
He's doing well.
Good.
He's doing extremely well.
Good deal.
And all of the folks up there in Baton Rouge, good morning to all of you.
And
Tope, Monica.
And Earl, I must say that I know your big brother, and that slither of cake, he's only going to eat half of it, and he's going to bring you a piece of the other one. And I know just what Earl said. Yeah, I bet he will. He's going to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's what happens sometimes. You know, the older brother got to always have the best part. You got to be served first.
Okay.
Yeah. chance to speak. Get your name and your number, girl, so maybe we can meet. You and me together, girl, but then the ransom drinks. Don't have to rush your answer, mama, I'll give you time to think. Whenever you're ready, let me know. Hit me on my trio. Text messages on that. Just like I do, so I thank you for picking me for you. And you love it when I make you sweat and keep you smiling like when we first met. If every word I said could make you smile, you know I'd talk forever, forever, forever.
Oh. Welcome to the Chubby Party, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going.
They're all waiting for you right now on the top of the
Oh, we got Chubby man himself.
Not leaving the radio until you hear the end of that story. Snap Judgment from NPR. Storytelling with a beat.
Okay. I'll try to figure out what we got going on.
Whoa, it wasn't commercial
just,
time?
No, it just, yeah, it was.
Rod Bernard, T.K. Hewlett, Lazy Lester, Cookie and the Cupcakes, King Carl, Phil Phillips, Van Broussard, Fats Domino, Frankie Ford, John Fred, and the Boogie Kings. Saturday afternoons at 3 for Born on the Bayou at KRBS.
Move to the left, yeah, and you go for yourself.
I'm Lee Kleinbeater. Hope you can join me Saturday afternoons at 3 for KRBS and Born on the Bayou.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Welcome to the Chubby Party, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going.
All right, and do you want to hear a lot more of this? Chubby Carey having his birthday party today.
Yeah, at La Poussière.
Starting at 8:30, so you can get it in there early and have you some fun and watch him do his thing.
And you know that Chubby can actually give you a party.
Yeah.
With his hot sauce.
And
carrying on his father's tradition. Of course, we are carrying. And he's going to play that Rock Me Baby.
And
all the rest of it that he loved to play. So that's La Poussière tonight.
At 8:30.
And by the way, before I forget, Big Mark just called and said that, he said seriously, that Lil Buck is having a barbecue rib dinner today. And that's today, starting around 4 o'clock.
A barbecue rib dinner.
That's right. He's barbecuing today.
Who's barbecuing?
Well, actually, Big Mark is. And Lil Buck is making the rice dressing.
Lil Buck making what?
The rice dressing.
Can Lil Buck cook?
Yeah, he can cook. He can cook.
Oh, that's right. He got a microwave.
We're going to do it right tonight, people. We're going to try to go all night long. That's what I can hear. Hey, fellas, let me have some. We'll be right back.
on this dance. He's looking right through her, putting her in his trance. Oh, promise me one thing, you'll hold me tonight. Times before, he's looking right through her, and he's asking her for more. Oh, promise me one thing, you'll hold me
a dedication to my Zydeco. I'm coming back home, baby.
Once we hit the spot, you know we gon' cut up. You know we gon' cut up.
Well, as we listen to Going Back Home, Chris Alduin this morning, and we're getting ready to get out of the way and let Herman have the seat and do his thing.
Yeah, well, we hope everybody will have a safe weekend. Yesterday went smoothly as the 4th of July, a big celebration of the birth of our nation. So it was a wonderful day, and I think that it went well. So let's continue that way for the rest of the weekend.
Right.
Wonderful. It's cool out there, too, by the way.
Is it?
There's the Hurricane Arthur who's pushing some of that northeast wind down here and making it quite cool. So listen to the meteorologist.
It's a hurricane?
The Hurricane Arthur, who actually was on the east coast.
Or the east coast. It's coming this way?
No. It's not
going. It's going another way.
Yeah, but the wind's swirling around and then causing that wind to blow this way, and it's nice and cool. It's going to continue that.
I guess it'll be good for the male and the female potato. But anyway, as we back out of here.
Don't forget to stay tuned for Herman.
Herman is right there, and Chubby Carey got his birthday party going on tonight at the La Poussière starting at 8:30.
The dusty place.
There's a lot of things going on, and for all of those that are sad today, we're with you.
That's right.
Better day, so I give a thousand kisses.